your ministry statement of faith really say? Stay tuned.
Here's a story worth hearing from attorney David Gibbs Jr. of the Christian Law Association.
Pastor Tam was taken aback when his church was forced to deny membership to someone who was living immorally. And this person accused the church of not addressing this moral concern in their membership requirements. Pastor called our offices at the Christian Law Association to seek advice. Our attorneys informed Pastor Tam that it was vital to have a comprehensive statement of faith in the church's bylaws that set forth not just doctrine, but specific condemnation of sins, particularly culturally accepted ones. This would be particularly important if a lawsuit was ever brought. The first thing that happens when these lawsuits are filed, the court wants to know, what does the statement of faith of the ministry say, and are you enforcing it fairly? Knowing what's in your statement of faith is vital for the day in which we live, because now we're having to address contests over things that we never thought would become an issue for the church in America.
And that's today's Legal Alert with attorney David Gibbs Jr.
Hey, we're now about 9.5 minutes past 12 noon, and I hope you're having the start of, a pretty good day. I hope it's been a good day for you thus far. And all eyes, of course, on Florida as Ian making landfall, and we'll talk more about that and how it may affect us here in Western North Carolina. That'll be coming up during Swap Shop. We also invite you, if you've got an item today, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or trade something, lost and found, or garage or yard sale, estate sale, or maybe a business and you've got job openings, we'll share the info for you absolutely free of charge. You're welcome to call us, 828-884-9427. You can email wgcr@icloud.com, or you're welcome to find us online, wgcr.net. Say hello to Brother Ray. Good to talk to you a little earlier. I believe you like this song from Barry Rowland and Deliverance, I've Heard of a Land.
Ask me why I struggle along when it seems all hope is gone. They ask me why in troubled times I can still sing a victory song. Let me tell you the reason why. Though you may not understand, I'm struggling along, singing a song I've heard of a own hand. Someday I'll live forever there. I've heard of a land. Since I became an heir to this country, I'm not contented here anymore. Troubles and strife that come in this life, they keep me longing for heaven's fair shore. Oh, but I'll not complain while traveling this way, for he holds my trembling hand. Oh, what a day when I'm we
drive where there are no goodbyes. No one dies, and there never comes a night. I'm an heir to this country, a mansion for me. It's being built by Jesus' own hand.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners bleeding.
Harry Dixon Lowes is the writer of the music of this song, and Avis Christensen is the writer of the words. The title of this song was the title of a sermon that Mr. Lowes had heard. It inspired him to write a melody that he thought would fit such a title. He composed the tune and then sent it to Miss Christensen to write the words. The title of the sermon and the song? Blessed Redeemer. Up Calvary's mountain one dreadful morn, walked Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners death on the cross, that he might save us from endless loss. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer. Seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me.
Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer. Seems now I see him on
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
With that familiar theme, welcome to the phone ringing.
Yeah, right on cue.
It was.
It was just right on time, yeah.
Hope everybody's having a good Tuesday.
It's beautiful.
27th of September.
And just like the calm before the storm kind of thing going on.
Yeah.
Beautiful day, though. But it was, did you notice the low temperature this morning?
I knew it was chilly.
Yeah. Look what I got to write.
Oh, wow. Yeah. 39.
Yeah, it dropped down to 37 before it was all said and done. 39 degrees when I first got here.
No wonder it was a little chilly when I got up. I didn't turn the heat on in the house.
Hard to believe we're already right in 30s for the end of September.
That's the first time.
Yeah, it's the first time we had to ride a 30, for this year so far. Or for this fall, I should say.
Yeah. Well, we're still, you know, we're going to be kind of up and down. It's that you never know what to wear kind of temperature. You don't know whether, just wear layers.
Because
we're going to be in the 60s. I think we're probably done with the 80s.
I would hope so.
And I'm not going to say we're done with the 70s, but for the extended forecast that I can see, our highs are, for the most part, are going to be in the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to really be hard-pressed to get to 60 by Friday.
Yeah. It's going to be a cold rain.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And Ian is on a lot of folks' minds, and I left the Weather Channel up we could just kind of see what was going on there. Yeah. The first bands already on land there in Florida, moving their way up into the Tampa area, Tampa, Orlando, and just a few moments ago, well, let's see, that's a new update. I was trying to get, here we go, about 15 minutes ago, they did a press conference, and this is from Tampa, and when we lived in Florida, we lived just, you came through Tampa, went across the bridge, and we lived there in the Largo, St. Pete, Clearwater area.
Okay.
We lived about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes from Clearwater Beach.
Okay.
Well, that is looking to be kind of ground zero. Pinellas County, which was our home county there, mandatory evacuations.
Okay.
And we've got some friends there that they've evacuated, but their son-in-law had to stay because he's a firefighter, and they require all emergency personnel to stay. The one thing I noticed from this press conference is that the police chief said that emergency service responses will stop when the sustained winds reach 40 miles an hour.
Right. Yeah.
And they say, so don't expect any emergency response once it hits that level.
I mean, at some point, I mean, and used to, I mean, there used to be back in the day when I was doing EMS and of course, firefighting and all that, we did what we could, you know. I mean, and when I was in Ohio, we'd respond to, active tornado situations, and there was still tornadic activity in the air. I mean, you could just see it swirling, and we'd be going to, you know, collapse buildings and all of that. So, but now with the advance warnings that we can get, and of course, this has been talked about for days now, and putting firefighters and paramedics and emergency response folks at risk, the risk is going to be afterwards once everything calms through and calms down and passes through, because now eventually there are going to be rescues that need to be made, and there has to be people there to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So you have to stop it for a certain period of time in order to allow what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then take care of whatever happens in the aftermath.
And they have been very plain and upfront, and they've left no gray area as far as the storm's potential impact. They've called it catastrophic, unprecedented, historic. The governor, all 67 counties, state of emergency several days ago. So the warning sounds have been going off, and they're praying that folks took heed to the warnings and that they've done what they need to do.
Right.
How's it going to affect us here in North Carolina? And I appreciate, let me see if I can get to the right place here. Got an email. I appreciate this. This is from North Carolina Emergency Management.
Right.
So we're definitely praying for the folks in Florida.
Okay.
They said there is a 100% chance.
Yeah.
That Florida is going to be impacted by this storm and will have damage, and there's storm surge, and the numbers vary. At this point, Ian continues to gain strength over those warm Gulf waters, and so the spaghetti models are all over the board.
Right.
But most of the spaghetti models have somewhat of agreement that it's going to travel north continue north for a longer period of time and then veer off back into the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we'll see when.
Whether it crosses over right as it makes landfall near Tampa or whether it's going to continue its northerly track and come in on the Panhandle and then go out to the Gulf. The reason you see that big blue line right there on our radar here at the studio is that we've got a cold front which pushed through yesterday, and that's why it got so cool last night. We had a cold front push through. Well, all this dry air that's behind it. The problem is that what that's going to do is it's going to stall it. Yeah. It's going to bank. It basically is going to bank up against this cold front, and it's going to dump a major amount of rain over Florida.
Yeah.
So whether it might help it deviate its course to a degree or two, but the problem is that whatever it's going to unload, it's going to unload it in that area.
And continue
and we're talking,
to unload.
I think some areas, they were talking at least, you know, upwards of at least 18 to 20-something. Wasn't that right?
Yeah.
18 to 20-something inches in some areas.
Rainfall, they say 16 inches on the low end, 24 inches in some areas. Two feet of rain.
Yeah.
And they're at or below sea level.
Most of all of Florida.
In all that area.
Yeah.
And so it is the perfect storm, as they're calling it, not in a positive light.
Right.
So please pray for the folks in Florida, and we'll keep an eye on things there. But what does it mean for us here?
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, our attention, our prayers are definitely with Florida, but we've got to talk about how it may impact us here. So, again, this email came out earlier this morning from North Carolina Emergency Management, and they were just talking about how Ian is, you know, continuing to gain strength, definitely going to be impacting Florida. Well, for heavy rainfall, gusty winds are probably what we're going to deal with. Confidence in the long-term track and timing remains low. They're really not sure because, again, you got that the cold front and all that. But here's what they're giving. Much of North Carolina is forecast to see between 2 and 5 inches of rain late this week, starting probably sometime Friday, possibly even late Thursday night, and we'll go into Saturday, possibly Sunday. But there are 5 to 7 inches of possible, 5 to 7 inches of rain are possible near the coast and along the Blue Ridge Escarpment, which is around here.
Yep, yep.
The rainfall totals could lead to localized flash flooding, landslides across the mountains, rises on main stem rivers. Widespread significant river flooding is not currently expected, though, which is good news.
Yeah, yeah.
Rainfall totals and the timing of the heaviest rain could be adjusted based on the eventual track of Ian.
Yep.
Gusty winds, isolated tornadoes, minor coastal flooding, that's going to be what we're going to be dealing with here. Gusty winds.
Yeah.
I think the wind and rain. And when you get that combination, we sometimes will see power outages.
Right, exactly.
So I think for us here in western North Carolina and even in northern parts of the upstate, I think rain, wind, and power outage going to be the main thing. And maybe some flash flooding.
Right. And again, it all just depends. As they keep saying, it's still a little early, but the probability that it's definitely going to make, obviously, landfall in Florida, whether it tracks north or whether it tracks further east, and depends on how much rain we're going to get and the wind and all of that. But this is a huge storm. It gained strength, obviously. They're thinking Cat 4 by the end of the day today before it tries to make landfall again. When it meets up with that cold front, it's going to knock its wind out a little bit.
Yeah.
But the wind the storm surge is the biggest issue with this storm, as the governor was saying, all the way across Florida, even into Jacksonville. They're looking at storm surge even on the other side of Florida with these wraparound winds going to push water into there at Jacksonville Beach.
On the go?
And so that being said, you're going to see a lot of widespread damage. Yeah. Even up the coast of South Carolina and Georgia, they've got storm surge advisories in effect up the coast and small craft advisories. So it's nothing to shake your nose at. This is going to be a big deal.
Yeah, up into Charleston. Somerville, up into that area.
Almost, I mean, what is it? I think all the way down to down toward Wilmington.
Yes, sir.
We're looking at the Outer Banks, and now as I see the map updating, it's starting to even go all the way up into the Chesapeake Bay area.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually,
that's Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach, Chesapeake Bay. So points north as well. So this is a big deal.
Far-reaching effects.
Yeah, yeah.
And NASA has taken what they've the Artemis 1 moon rocket.
Yeah.
They've taken the rocket off the launch pad and put it up for safekeeping. I don't blame them for how many billions of dollars it cost.
Yeah.
And then there's curfew in Tampa. Talked about that. I'm just hitting the highlights here.
Okay.
Busch Gardens closed.
Yeah, okay.
And, Disney, whatever.
Yeah.
But in moving on, there's so much. They're saying that the lines for the sandbags, the hospitals there, the airports, they've shut down some of the smaller airports, and then Tampa, which is the largest airport there in that little stretch.
Was it you that was telling me that in Tampa, the hospital there had put their generators up like 30 something feet in the air?
Yeah.
Was that you that tell me? You had heard that.
I read it, and they were talking that they had
pretty bizarre
generators and pumps, and the hospital said that they had not evacuated patients, that they had a plan in place.
Yeah.
But they went on, and the little tagline was, "This will be a test." And so I understand what they're saying, but wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their plywood, hard to come by there because everybody's trying to get everything boarded up.
Yeah.
And Cuba, I saw some video. There's some playing right now on the Weather Channel. I mean, there was some damage there.
Yeah. I mean, it hit as a Category 1 there, you know, and of course it's gained strength since. But, you know, they had the wind and the rains obviously there, but not quite as bad as what we're anticipating to move in on the, you know, the Florida coast. So it is making headlines. It's going to be a major, major deal. This thing has, I mean, it's like you said a minute ago, the outer bands have already crossed Miami. They are now up near Fort Myers, and heavy rainfall across the central portions, even now, of Cuba. This is how big this storm is. And, you know, there's several miles between Cuba and Key West and all of that area. So this thing is definitely spread out, much like what we saw back in, you know, with Katrina.
Yeah, it's huge.
And, you know, Katrina was a Cat 5 when it made landfall and then reduced quickly to a Cat 4. This could potentially get to a Cat 4 before it makes landfall today or tonight.
Yeah, it's got winds of 115 miles an hour right now.
Yeah.
And it is huge. When you look at it and kind of pull back a little bit, you see that it's still affecting a large part of Cuba and also Florida.
Yeah.
A big part of Florida. It shows you just how big the storm is.
Yeah.
So we'll wait and see. I know that folks have heard a lot about it, and I apologize if it's too much information, but we just want you to know we'll probably get some rain, but pray for the folks in Florida.
Absolutely.
I-40, I think you took a call got some info there. I-40, is that westbound?
Yep.
At a standstill.
Yeah. I think there was a wreck earlier in that area. But I don't know what it is right now. The caller just said it was this parking lot. And so that being said,
good little stretch there.
Don't know what the deal is going through right there. It's between 209 and 276.
Okay.
So that section of roadway there is right before you head into the gorge, right before you start into the main curves right there.
Yeah.
So again, I-40 westbound going to be a little slow going this afternoon.
Yeah, for sure. So be careful through there. And it's not showing that accident is still working, but it is slow, if at all, moving right now.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing any other major slowdowns as I take a quick look around the area, but be safe. Yeah, as you're out and about.
For sure.
We mentioned at the top of the hour to please pray for the Rackley family.
Mm-hmm.
They began visitation just a couple minutes ago, and will continue receiving friends there at Midway until the service time at 2 o'clock, and then burial will follow, I believe, in the Blue Ridge Gardens of Memory. Am I correct on that?
That's correct. Okay. Yeah, the service will be at 2 there at Midway, and then we'll motorcade from Midway back to Blue Ridge Gardens of Memory, where there'll be a graveside service and committal and again, I say it's an always an honor and a privilege to know this family and known them for quite some time, and to be asked to be a part of our, it really is a great, I know Pastor Barton started this a lot years ago in honoring the men of God who have faithfully served the Lord in their capacity, whatever ministry, and to do the a Christian flag presentation. And, you know, been privileged to be a part of those down through the years for several different men of God. And so that'll also be done there at the graveside today and honoring Brother Ricky's faithful service to the Lord.
Amen.
And I like the way they worded, you know, his life story there in the obituary. You know, the greatest decision he ever made was to become a child of God.
Amen.
And the date.
Yes.
And the date, right down to the year and the day and the month. Yeah. And then, of course, surrendering to preach 6 years later. And we honor that today.
Amen.
And so, in a way, I love, and I don't know, you know, you might have this on your thought. I don't know what you got to play later on today. We've played several songs. I kind of had that in the back of my mind as I was playing songs today. But, you know, it is a celebration.
Yeah.
And I think probably one of the greatest songs, I think, when it comes to knowing and watching and listening how a child of God passes from this life into the next. You know, we sorrow not, as we've said many times, as others which have no hope. But I say it is a time of sadness and sorrow, but it is also a time of celebration.
Amen.
And we celebrate them home. No more. And it is a land. I love what the book of Revelation says. And it is the land of no mores.
That's right.
It is the land of no mores. No more night, no more tears, no more pain, no more Satan, no more sin.
No more
I could
sorrow.
Go right on and right on and right on. There's the land of no mores.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is certainly we can celebrate that.
Amen.
Because if we only have hope in this life,
we would be
of all men most miserable. So yes, we grieve, but yes, we also glory.
Amen.
In the great promise
of
what God said.
And what a gift Brother Rackley gave his family and those who love him and knew him to
know
by his testimony clear that he knew where he was going, had that settled, and he gave that hope to those that he leaves behind.
That's
here.
Right.
And I can't help but think it won't be too terribly long, Brother Eddie,
before
we're called out of here. And I was talking to a dear sister this morning
going
through some things and recently lost her sister. And I said, I can't imagine how that hurts. And, and we're so sorry for those that are going through heartache and heartbreak and trials, but hang in there.
Yeah.
Lift up your head.
And it really does bring it into perspective. When you and I talk about things going on in the world all the time, we talk about the weather, we talk about the news, we talk about the events that's going on in the world. And even I got to look at some excerpts at Brother Daniel showed me of the service the other night here, and how Pastor was bringing out some points regarding the current events that are going on around the world and how they're playing out.
The red heifers
when they're gathering the red heifers and the temple is nearly complete, the reconstruction of that and all the items that are being recreated and reconstructed, the articles of the tabernacle and the temple and all that, not to mention the changing of world leaders at a rapid rate, with the queen passing and a king coming into play
and Russia,
and then you're looking at a new prime minister who is a female in Italy. And how that plays into prophecy in the book of Revelation. Folks, it's not going to be long.
No.
Not long.
Hallelujah.
And that's why it's so important to know the Bible. Because
yeah.
when you know the Bible and you know what the Bible says about the end time, he said, lift up your head.
Yeah.
When you see these things come to pass,
yep.
lift up your head, for your redemption draweth
yeah.
nigh.
Yeah.
And I'm like you. I can't wait. I know I have to, but it gives us that longing.
How exciting. I have a longing.
It's a longing. It's an excitement. And, you know, it's kind of like what the old preacher said. He said, we quit looking toward the eastern sky. We're just listening for a sound.
That's right.
and we're listening yeah. for a sound.
Amen.
So, yeah, it could be any moment.
Yeah, and I trust that you're ready.
Yes.
And if not.
That is our prayer.
Yeah, if not, we've got some preachers around here that'd be happy to talk to you
yes.
on the phone
yes.
and tell you how you can know beyond any shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
That if the Lord
I
came back
to
today,
there for a minute.
You go right ahead. Preach on. I'll give the phone number for the invitation so folks call. But the Lord is good,
yeah.
and we bless his name that, again, we have a hope.
Yeah.
And that is steadfast and sure.
Thank God.
Even when things around us are falling all to pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fine.
Yep.
And things are doing right on. They're right on time.
Yep.
Right
yep.
on schedule.
He sure ain't wringing his hands.
No. No gray hair. He's doing fine.
He ain't wringing his hands.
Nope, not worried one bit.
Yeah.
And so that's exciting.
Yeah.
But we're sure praying for those that are going through some trials today
and
those that are hurting. Well, I want to say happy anniversary today on this 27th of September to Timmy and Lakin Jones.
Happy anniversary.
God bless
y'all.
You
folks. Yeah.
Hope it is a great day for you. And Timmy,
yeah.
take her out somewhere good to eat.
Yeah.
Wherever she wants.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, works.
Her choice.
That's what I'm saying.
It's all about the bride.
There you go. Also wanted to give a shout out to Tryon Chief of Police, Mr. Jeff Arrowwood.
Okay.
He's retiring, I guess, at the end of this week, because that's the end of the month. He has served as the Chief of Police in Tryon for nearly 30 years.
Wow. Wow, that's
and
great.
He began serving the town in 1993 as a police officer and then became the chief of police in 2003. So they are having a special event for him for folks to stop by and wish him well.
Very good.
From 1 to 3 this Friday at the Harmon Field Log Cabin.
Okay.
Those in Tryon will know where that is.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah,
very
so
nice
that's
place.
This Friday, 1 to 3. So we salute him.
Yeah.
And that's a long time,
that
30
is a,
years.
Yeah, yeah, in yeah. law enforcement. That's
yeah,
great.
It is. God bless you. And we are pro-law enforcement.
You better believe it.
100%, 110%, yep. how much ever more you can get.
Pro-law abiding.
That's right.
Abiding, law-abiding citizens.
Right.
And you know, it's never ceased to amaze me that those that obey the law never have trouble with the law.
Yeah.
You ever notice that?
Most
people who do what they're supposed to do, and I mean, occasionally, you know, if you've ever broke the speed limit, you know, that's, you know, there's
yeah.
usually a case where most of us have. There's a consequence, and that happens, okay?
Yep.
It's a fact of life, all right? But it's not their fault.
No.
It wasn't their fault. And, you know, if you do what's right, then you shouldn't have to worry about having to look over your shoulder all the time.
No, it won't worry you.
You know, and thank the Lord, as of right now, we don't live in a police state.
No.
To where they are looking over your shoulder every moment. But the thing about it is, we are pro-law enforcement. They do such a tremendous yeah. job.
And we're very blessed
and
in
we
our
are.
Region with a lot of wonderful men and women.
Yes.
That serve the public well.
Yes.
And they are a credit to
yep.
the local agencies, and we appreciate that from
yep.
the sheriffs all the way.
Yeah.
All the way. I don't know what the chain of command goes, so I'm not even going to list it.
It varies.
But,
yeah, it varies.
Yeah, and yep. I also appreciate the school resource officers that work within
yeah.
The different departments. But I appreciate those men and women that are on campus every day.
Absolutely.
For the safety of the students and the staff.
And I appreciate the fact that our administration within the departments have noticed that is a very serious
yeah.
and important need given the climate that we're living in, because they are our most precious,
amen.
precious jewels. and glad that they have increased hiring in those areas. They put more on staff in those areas, funding for those areas in order to help make sure our kids are safe.
Yeah, and you know, we God forbid, we could be like some of the places that you read about where, you know, the businesses are just shutting down because they're getting raided and everything, and there's no repercussions, and the law enforcement are overwhelmed because there's so few of them because so many have quit. And one city, I didn't even read the whole article, saying they were hiring civilians.
Yeah,
just to come in. They just needed help because they were being overwhelmed.
Yeah,
and that's a sad testament.
It is.
That is. So I'm thankful for the wonderful folks that we have in our region.
Praise the Lord.
Well, brother, we'll go ahead and jump into Swap Shop items for today. I know that you've got some things to do, and we'll get our items read. Then we'll finish up with some music
today. All
right,
sounds great. We both took a breath at the same time.
I'll let you go right ahead.
Our first item for Swap Shop today, here is a 16-foot dual-axle trailer with loading ramp. They have the title for $500. Also, a pool table with all accessories for $500. And an oak-framed, oval-shaped mirror in excellent condition for $50. 553-2268, 553-2268.
I have one written here that came in right as we were getting ready to start. Is an F-250 steel weed eater.
Okay.
The steel brand, excellent condition, 507-2478, 507-2478.
And I didn't know if you wanted to get up, if you're going to do Swap Shop, I mean Caroline Callen in a minute, but I just wanted, we had an update. They didn't get it in yesterday, but I wanted to go ahead and get it in while I was thinking about it right now, that the meeting at Georgetown Baptist Church is continuing on this week through tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. They had a youth meeting, youth revival last week toward the end of the week. Brother Brian Coates was preaching it. Well, it's going on this week.
Amen.
So it's going on through at least tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, there to Georgetown Baptist Church in Lester, North Carolina. And I always make sure I say it right.
Yeah,
because
Lester.
Anyway, it's Lester.
And Brother Jacob
and Elledge and the congregation welcome everybody.
Pray for that meeting.
Yeah, pray, please do. Yeah. Here's 1,000 feet of wormy chestnut paneling for sale, 3/4 inch thick, various widths for $6,000. Also, they have 1,000 feet of oak flooring. Call for the pricing on that. A 50-inch LG TV for $350 and 2 16-inch turf tires and wheels for a small compact tractor, $150. 681-9615, 681-9615.
And do we get the insulation one?
No, I didn't.
Okay, somebody that can blow insulation into the attic of a one-story ranch home. Again, they're needing this at 884-6153, 884-6153.
Here's a Seiko watch. It's yellow gold with pearl facing, black pearl on the stem, has 8 tiny diamonds around the facing with a stainless steel backing, asking $60. Also, new, still wrapped up, sewing machine attachments, 32 pieces, also foot attachments, fits any low shaft machine for $25, originally $54.99. And also new, the Ultimate Play Piano and Flash System Plus Book, Volume 2, asking $10. 577-5663, 577-5663.
Angus freezer beef, grass and grain fed, custom cut and packaged to your order. Selling in bulk by hanging weight at $5.50 per pound. Must buy at least half, and it's going to the processor on October 17th. 230-8461, 230-8461.
And the next one sold, so we thank the Lord for that. Also, Saturday, coming up Saturday, that was done already. Yeah, that went, so that flea market item.
If you'll refresh your screen,
maybe.
Yeah,
I probably didn't. That's my problem.
That's okay.
I just jumped up real fast. There we go. And yes, here we go. We've got several items on our next list here for sale. Let me see if I can remember ones I did yesterday. Here you go. A Bernina Overlock 006D sewing machine. If you know what you're a seamstress, you know what that is. $200. Also, a 23-inch LG computer monitor for $25. and a cast iron table for $20. 577-5663, 577-5663.
14-week-old female purebred chocolate lab, super sweet. She is up to date on her shots, and they do have copies of her parents' papers. Over in the Fletcher area, they're asking $300, and you can email DirkAMiddleton@gmail.com. Again, DirkAMiddleton@gmail.com, or you can call 828-216-3475. Call or text 216-3475.
Here's a job opportunity looking to hire several individuals with experience in building retaining walls or operating equipment. Not necessarily required, but a plus. Also, work is in both North and South Carolina. 864-561-7794. 864-561-7794.
Some folks are having to rehome their standard poodle. It's a male, AKC registered, 3 years old, apricot and white in color. You can see a picture on our website at WGCR.net. He's up to date with his shots and is crate trained and house trained, a very sweet and loving boy. 577-605-5, 577-6055.
Here's two sets of 48-inch folding doors, free for pickup in the Pisgah Forest area. Call for more information at 883-9415, 883-9415.
Like new, white Electrolux front-load washer and gas dryer, $300 each, 553-3257. 553-3257.
All right, very good.
Well, that's a wrap there. And we reminded folks about the revival there at Georgetown at 7.
That's right.
Y'all got a youth meeting this Friday night at 7 with Brother Jonathan Buckner there at Crossroads.
Yeah.
And what else?
I
don't
catch anything else going
Peniel
on this week.
Peniel Baptist Church camp meeting.
That's right. Going on this week at, it's going on the 25th through the 29th, so a couple of more days. At 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. each day through Thursday, preaching Chris Sims, Eddie Davis, Wes Guffey, and Leonard Fletcher, with preacher's call from the floor in the morning services. They're serving a full meal after the morning service and a light meal after the evening service. If you have any questions or need more information, call Pastor Steve Price at 817-1336, 828-817-1336.
And New Beginning Baptist Church is continuing in their fall revival. It's going through this coming Wednesday evening. And service time, I believe, 6 o'clock each night. You'll find the New Beginning Baptist Church located there at the corner of Bolston Highway or Highway 280 and Butler Bridge. And let's see, is Dr. Dean Hamby there all week?
Yes.
Yep, so he's preaching, and the good folks there, Brother Balcom and the folks at New Beginning, would love to have you come and be with them. If you need more information, give Pastor Balcom a call at 779-1526.
And Pastor Dennis Lanning and the congregation at the Maple Hill Baptist Church in Etowah, inviting folks to revival services starting next week, October the 3rd through the 7th at 7 o'clock each night. Brother Jimbo Seaton will be preaching, along with the Edwards family will be singing on the 3rd, the Ellie sisters on the 4th. His Will will be there the 6th, and Middle Cross will be there the 7th. Again, that's at 186 Holly Springs Road in Etowah, the Maple Hill Baptist Church.
And I passed one. I'm going to have to see if I can come back around to get it, or if you can get the Transylvania, or you go ahead.
I can get it. I can. Well, let's see. The meeting tonight, let's make Mills River Parks and Trails and Recreation Advisory Committee is meeting tonight, 7 o'clock. Public is invited to offer comments, and it's meeting in the Mills River Town Hall. That goes on this evening.
Transylvania Cares, Stories of Addiction and Hope, having a special discussion, a panel discussion. That's going to be this Thursday, 5 to 7, in the Rogal Room at the library.
I think that'll get all the ones that's happening this week.
I think
and
it
early
does.
Next week.
Okay. And so we trust folks will enjoy a good afternoon. And again, thank you for praying for the Brackley family. Please continue to remember them as they're receiving friends, and then they'll be having the service there at 2 o'clock. And, and we'll go out today with a couple of songs.
Okay. Sounds
as
great.
We remember the wonderful life lived by Brother Ricky Rackley.
All right. Y'all have a great afternoon.
When the time comes and I'm standing at the river, that separates the two worlds that I love. Torn between my precious friends and my family, and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side. And when I finally step into the tide, celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can. Celebrate me in that place. Celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate me home. I have spent most of my life on earth preparing to take the trip from here to heaven's throne. With the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into
but just going home.
God answered your prayer, and my sickness is gone.
Things look so much better from heaven's view.
Here the sun always shines, we're having a time. If you only knew. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. I'm in the arms of Jesus. I'm not so afraid anymore. Hand in hand we'll stroll together down heaven's avenue. Oh, what a celebration if you only. Sickness is gone.
Things look so much better from heaven's view.
Here the sun always shines, we're having a time if you only knew. Here the sun always shines,
we're having a time if you.